Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, cloudy with areas of fog, a low of 37. Bells tolled across the nation today to honor those lost during the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor 74 years ago. In Kenosha, a ceremony was held at Navy Park by the harbor to honor those from Kenosha who were serving in Hawaii. Navy Club Ship 40 Commander Steve Tyndall outlined the terrible toll taken that day.
All 8 U.S. Navy battleships were damaged, 4 of them sunk. All but the Arizona were later raised. 6 were returned to service and went on to fight in the war. The Japanese also sank or damaged 3 cruisers, 3 destroyers, an anti-aircraft training ship, and 1 mine layer. 188 U.S. aircraft were destroyed, 2,403 Americans were killed, and 1,178 others were wounded.
The names of all the Kenosha area residents who died during the attack were read at the ceremony. Similar ceremonies were held across the area today, including at the state capitol in Madison. A Racine man is facing an attempted homicide charge for allegedly cutting his girlfriend's throat. 50-year-old Lewis Capples appeared in court today. According to police, officers were called to the Wheaton Franciscan Emergency Room for a woman who had been brought in with a severe laceration to her throat. Capples told officers that after he and the victim returned home following a celebration Thursday of the Packers' victory, they found an intruder in their home. Capples claimed that he was able to overcome the intruder, but not before his girlfriend was injured. However, the woman says Capples came up behind her and cut her throat after the two had smoked crack cocaine, and Capples allegedly admitted to police that's really what happened. The victim suffered a 6-inch laceration to her throat that barely missed a main artery. Capples is being held in the Racine County Jail on $75,000 bond and will return to court later this month for a preliminary hearing. Child neglect and other charges, including operating under the influence, are being recommended by Janesville police against a man found passed out behind the wheel of his car with a 7-year-old child inside. Reports indicate an officer managed to wake up the 34-year-old man, who then resisted arrest and injured an officer during the arrest effort. The traffic impact study for a proposed $6 million retail development at the southeast corner of Green Bay Road and Spring Street in Mount Pleasant may be the deciding factor in whether the project moves forward. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
There's a special 6:30 meeting tonight of the Village Plan Commission to consider amending the comprehensive land use plan for the village and for Racine County, plus to rezone a dozen parcels to build a gas station, restaurant, and a car wash facility. It's being proposed by Wilcom Development Company. The land would have to be rezoned from a neighborhood business and residential single-family district to general business. Ahead of tonight's meeting, the Mount Pleasant Community Development Director, Logan Martin, had indicated he supports the project based on the findings of the traffic study, one of the big concerns raised in previous meetings. I'm Tom Carkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.
The Caledonia Village Board will hold a special 6:30 meeting prior to its regular session for retiring Police Chief Toby Shy to give trustees a presentation on the state of the department as it goes forward without him. Shy announced his retirement effective December 17th, though he's effectively done now because of 2 weeks of vacation being used until that date. The interim chief is Captain Dan Warren until the Police and Fire Commission chooses a replacement. The Caledonia Board's 7 p.m. meeting includes a resolution authorizing participation in a study about separating from Racine Unified. The Mount Pleasant Board may consider the issue at its next meeting. There's also the resolution on a We Energy's monitoring station proposed at 7 Mile Road and the railroad tracks due to air quality complaints by some residents near the Oak Creek Power Plant. Dispatchers at the Racine County Emergency Communications Center at Ives Grove have had printed cards with medical information available in case of a call in which they need to instruct someone, for example, how to perform CPR, but that will be changing. At the recent county board meeting, Finance Committee Chairman Q.A. Shakur explained the county will implement an electronic version for about $6,500.
It currently has a system by each dispatcher for emergency medical dispatch instructions. The company that we purchased these from is no longer offering these card systems. So at this time, we will be going to a program that's offered on the computers. This transfer will allow the dispatch to purchase one for each computer of the dispatch center and also have a backup.
All the communications center employees are certified to allow them to provide medical instructions before the arrival of first responders. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.